Random House Audio presents Don't Know Much About Mythology. Everything you need to know about the greatest stories in human history but never learned. By Kenneth C. Davis. Read for you by John Lee and Lorna Raver.
Hi, this is Ken Davis. In the olden days. That seems like a good opening for a book about myths. When I was about 11 years old, I could not sit still at my fifth grade desk. I squirmed, I fidgeted, my mind wandered. Oh, I tried, but I didn't remember much of anything I was supposed to learn, except that at the end of each day, as the clock on the wall ticked slowly toward 3 o'clock and freedom, I would sit like a stone in anticipation of those few minutes before dismissal when our teacher set aside the math and science to read aloud from the Odyssey. Magically connected over the vastness of centuries to the people who heard these tales once sung around campfires, I was captivated. Instead of fighting fractions and verbs, I was aboard a ship, sailing mythical oceans, battling witches, demons, and one-eyed monsters, trying to find my way home with brave Odysseus, the wily hero of Homer's epic. Those daily doses of this great Greek story made my day, gave me a taste for literature and poetry, and certainly whetted my appetite for more mythology. When I had a chance, I would spend hours in the school library, devouring books about the myths, and not just the classics of Greece and Rome. I read about the Norse gods, such as Thor and the trickster Loki, and the Egyptian gods who inspired the pyramids. There was Sigurd, slaying the mighty dragon Fafnir, and the fearsome Celtic hero Cuchulainn, single-handedly battling hundreds of enemies in showers of gore that might make Arnold Schwarzenegger wince. I had discovered a whole new world.